Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Pezayin, mitzvah number 87, that we continue Parsha Mishpatim. We have about 8 or 9 left in Parsha Mishpatim. The pasuk says, same pasuk as we had in yesterday's mitzvah. Right after being warned of Shabbos, as we spoke about at the end of yesterday's mitzvah, the pasuk says, V'chol asher amarti aleichem tishameru, everything that I told you about, guard and keep. V'shem Elohim acher lo tazkiru, don't mention any other god. That was yesterday's isser of swearing in the name of other gods and even mentioning any other gods. And then we have the last phrase in the pasuk, lo yishama al picha. It shouldn't be heard al picha, but it doesn't say lo yishma, lo yishama. So it's basically an indirect way of saying that avodah zarah should not be mentioned through you. So the Chazal learn out in Sanhedrin of Samach Gimel the isser of meidiach. From this pasuk. What is Mediach? It's the same thing as Mesis. Mesis and Mediach, convincing someone else, another Jew, to do Avodah Zarah. Says the Chinuch, Shlo Ladiach Bnei Yisrael Achra Avodah Zarah. A person is not allowed to try to convince a fellow Jew to worship or can accept Avodah Zarah. Shlo Yigrei Adam Bnei Adam, Shlo Yikra Adam Bnei Adam, La Avodas Avodah Zarah. A person shouldn't call to others to try to convince them to do Avodah Zarah. V'yazari Zosam Alkach, or encourage them. V'af Api Shezeh HaKorei Lo Yavdena, even if he does not succeed. Right? The one, even if the person doing the calling doesn't worship it, and even if he doesn't succeed in convincing. Even if all I did, what if I succeeded, even if I didn't succeed? But even if just the calling, just the convincing, that's an Issa Daraisa. V'zeh nikra meidiach, this is what's called meidiach, as in the Lashon of Ir Hanidachas, a city that worshipped Avodah Zarah, which we'll get to B'ez Hashem later in the Torah, meidiach. V'chein amru b'Sanhedrin, this is what it said in Sanhedrin, lo yishama al picha, based on our pasuk, azhara l'meidiach, v'chein amru gam b'mechilta. And this is what how the Medrash darshens it, as well. This Isser must be learned together with the Isser later on in the Torah that the Chinuch tells us, and that is the Isser of Mesis. Isser of Mesis and Mediach are both convincing others to do Avodah Zarah. The difference is Mesis, we're going to see in a second, Mesis is when you try to convince a single person. Mediach is when you try to convince more than one person. But it's the same Isser as counted as two separate Isurim. The Minna, the Chaver Chinuch in Mitzvah Taf Samach Beis in Parshas Re'eh says, Shalom Nasis Echad Mi Yisrael La'avodas Avodah Zarah. Now I'm going to try to seduce, to convince a fellow Jew to do Avodah Zarah. V'ha'osa kei nikramesis. And if somebody does that, nikramesis. V'alzeh ne'amar b'sof ha'parashah shalmesis lo yosifu lasos kadavar ha'ra'azeh b'kir becha. So that is the chinuch. Both places, here and there, actually there more. Here, the language of the chinuch is shalo yikra adam b'nei adam. Doesn't say specifically Jew, as I said it. There he says Jew. There he says Yisrael. So the Minchas Chinuch there, that's where the action in the Minchas Chinuch is. It's on that mitzvah, Tov Samach Beis. Here he doesn't talk so much. He says, refer to what I said there. So he says, Upasha didin zed de Mesis of Yisrael dafka. Uben noacha Mesis enochayev klau. To call a Torah the Yisrael nemer. This halacha is said to the Jews and not to non-Jews. That's what the Minchas Chinuch there points out in that mitzvah. The Ramban, as we mentioned a number of times, but this is one of the four mitzvahs in which we could remember it. Well, we can mention it. The Ramban of Pashki Seisei, where the Ramban notes that there were four people in the Torah where, after being punished, the Torah says, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. The entire Jewish people should hear about this punishment and be scared and fear. What is it? Why did it say that by four specific avaryanim? So says the Ramban in Parshas Ki Seitzei, Parachaf Al of Pasuk Yud Ches, that there are four people that, if you think about their sins, it doesn't seem like they deserve the punishment that is meted out to them. Right? These are the Dalits Shetzrichen Hachraza. It's the language of the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. Four people that you announce by their punishment. Says the Ramban, you know why? Because these four people are not punished per se for their sins. They're punished, as we've mentioned, to teach society a lesson. Because their actions are undermining the very fabric of society. And therefore we punish them, everybody hears about it, and in that way society stays intact. Are these four people? Says the Ramban, V'ala klau, ein bo ata chet mavis. The Ramban is commenting on Ben Sora Amore. Ben Sora Amore doesn't right now, don't worry about it, doesn't have doesn't deserve to die, right? What is he doing? He's eating a lot of meat. He's stealing from his parents. Al shem sofa hu nido. But it's nido al shem sofa, as Chazal say. So that's number one. This type of behavior in our youth, where we let them just run ragged and destroy society, nido al shem sofa. Number one. Number two, Adam Zomin, says the Ramban. Adam Zomin, they didn't succeed. That's the point. This type of falsifying the legal system, forget it. Zakin Mamre is number three. What's a Zakin Mamre? One of the Sanhedrin who was outvoted, who then goes home and paskins and tells everybody to follow his own shita. Again, undermining the whole fabric of society. We need a Sanhedrin. Yes, you could vote, but once you're outvoted, it's finished. That's number three. And number four, Mesa Sumediach. Mesa, somebody who convinces somebody else to do a Avodah Zarah, even if they are not successful, doesn't matter. They violate the Isadar Isa of trying to convince, because again, that undermines the entire fabric. B'chein hisker b'mesis, l'fishu hu nerag b'diburo hara bilvad, afo pishalo avar hanisas, avodas galilam, v'lo shama elav, even if he didn't listen, avo misaso liyaser hanish arim, right? It's to punish those, to warn those who are left. So exactly what the chinuch says here, even though he's just doing kriya, and even though he doesn't succeed, that is the Ramban that we have in Parshas Kiseitse. Continuing a little bit, Shorish Mitzvah Zeh Yadua, the Shorish of this Mitzvah, we don't even need to go further. Dinah Perakatir B'Sanhedrin. The Dinim are in Sanhedrin. So let's talk for a minute about some of the dinim regarding a mesis. The major din that is unique to mesis and mediach is that we know that throughout, in dinim nefashis, the Mishnah and Sanhedrin discussed this at length, dinim nefashis, we always try to look for zechuyos related to the person on trial. We always start off always hearing the defense. And we always, we're not machayev, as we learned in last week, by one. We always find a lot of halachas that flow from the principle of v'hitzilu ha'eda. Right? The eda should try to save this person. Says the Gemara, that does not apply to mesis. There's one exception to the rule. The pasuk says, lo sachma v'laschas elav. Don't have rachmanis on him. There is no din of v'hitzilu ha'eda when it comes to a mesis. The Rambam says, mesis amediach. The Rambam says this in Hilchas Sanhedrin. And Perak Yud Aleph Halacha Hei. Ha mesis ain din of kishar dinin nefashis. A mesis is not like others. Mechmachmin lo as edim. We hide witnesses behind the wall. Ve'eno tzarech hasra kishar ha'ne'aragin. Mesis doesn't need hasra like others. Doesn't need any hasra or any hasra like. We'll see in a second. Ve'im yetzi mi bezdin zakai. If he walked out innocent. Ve'amar echad yishli lamed lefchova. And somebody says, oh! I think he's guilty. Machzirino, so you bring him back. If he's guilty and then he went out, you don't bring him back. That's mesis. None of the halachas of Yisrael to apply. They ain't toan in the mesis, and you don't taina on behalf of the mesis. Umoshivin bedino zakin v'sarz b'shein lo banim, and you're allowed to have as some of his judges an elderly person, somebody doesn't have children, who you're usually not allowed to have because you want the dayanim to have rachmanis, and children bring out rachmanis in a person. Kadesh shalo yirachmu alav shahach zarius al elu shematan esam achri hahevel, because really being brazen and being a chamor on these types of people, rachamim hu ba'olam, brings rachmanis to the rest of the world. Shenemar l'man yashuv Hashem echron apo, because while this mesis of mediach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very angry. If we get rid of them, that gets rid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wrath, and that is why there is no din of Yitzilu Ha'eda. Where's the source in the Gemara, in the Torah, for that we don't taina, we don't look what we could do on behalf of a mesis? So that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Chav Tes. The Gemara there is talking about all these halachas, and he says, ain't on the mesis. You don't taina on behalf of a mesis. What's the source that you don't taina on behalf of a mesis? Minachash HaKadmoni. You learn it from none other than the Nachash. Parshas Bereishis. How do you know? Says Rav Simloi. Harbing tainus chayla l'nachash liton. V'loton. There are a lot of excuses that the nachash could have given, and he was not allowed to give it. Remember the story? What happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Chava and says, why'd you do it? Chava says it was Adam's fault. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Adam and says, why'd you do it? He says, well, the nachash's fault. Hashem did not go ask the nachash, why'd you do it? Because he would have had a good taina. And we don't want him to have a good taina because the nachash was a mesis. What do you mean he was a mesis umediach? He tried, there was only one mitzvah at that time, basically. One sivoy. Don't eat from the tree. So the nachash convinced Adam and Chava not to listen. So he committed avodah zarah. He committed mesis umediach. That's the source. That you don't taina for a mesis. You don't try to help him out. Because what could have he have said? The Gemara says, divrei harav, divrei hatam, divrei mishomim. The nachash could have said, I told him something and you told him something, God. What's he listening to me for? He should have listened to you. So that's why we don't, that's the source for not being toined for a mesis. Interesting, Tosas right here in Sanhedrin Chavtes asks, so why can't every mesis say that? It's a good taina, that's why Hashem didn't ask the Nachash. But if somebody's on trial for being a mesis, why can't he taina that? That's what we should say. He says, "Aviyei Shlomo." He says, "Maybe only Dafka a Nachash. Shalonitz Tavish Lo Lahasis Velo Nanash. The Nachash didn't have a tzivui not to be Mesis. So he could have tied to that. But a Mesis, he's violating an Isser just being a Mesis. So he can't tie to Divrei Harav. He himself was violating an Isser. So therefore, says the Tosfos there, Sanhedrin Chavtes, that he wouldn't be able to have that." Wouldn't be able to have that taina. One other ha'ara related to this, and that is the in the Beis HaOtzer, Rabbi Yosef Engel always has fascinating discussions in Beis HaOtzer, quoting from all over Shas and all over Torah Shebal Peh. He quotes in Klal Kuf Lamed Aleph, "Imatzinu Isser mipa'as Svara." Do you ever find an Isser Daraisa based on a Svara? We've quoted twice. We've quoted in the past that twice in Shas does the Gemara have a principle that says, the Gemara says Lamali Kras Svarahu. What do you need to know this principle from a pasuk? You know it from the Svara. We have that by Pesha Asru Pesha Hiter Ksubas Chav Beis, and we have that by Hamos Mechaber Lav Araya Babakama Memvav. Those are the two places you have it by principles. But could you ever have an Isser and an Avera that's considered Daraisa based on Svara? That's his Shaila. V'Yoshev Zeser Torah. So he quotes various sources. But one of them is related to our sugya. He quotes Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Tosfos in Sanhedrin and Daf Ches Amud Beis discusses rather what the Rambam say before. There's no hasra by a meisus of meidiach because there's no vihitzilu ha'eda. We don't try to get him off the hook. Tosfos there on Ches Amud Beis says no. He does get some hasra, but we don't say to him like we usually say, if you do this, you're going to violate blank and you're going to get such a punishment. What do we say to a meisus? A more general hasra. How could you go against God? How could you go against the Borei Olam? That's what Tosa says right here in Chesam Abeis. Vein Masrin Bo Beferish, Ela Omrim Lo, Heich Naniach Avinu Shebashamayim, V'Navod Eitzev Avanim. How could we do such a thing? So what do we tell him? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, what do you see from Tosfos? What do we warn him? How could you go against God? We don't quote him any pasuk in the Torah. We don't quote him, you're violating that. If you eat this, you're violating Lo Sochal. You're violating Basa B'chalav. We don't do that by a Mesis. According to Tosas, some say there's no Asra at all. Tosas, there, Chesma Beis and Sanhedrin says, we warn him that in general terms, Umivur, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Hasras Mesis, Gamkein, Einena Bahaskaras Asaras HaTorah Milavod Avodazara, Rak Omrim Lo, the fun of it, say, Isser HaSichli, Heich Naniach Elokeinu Shebashamayim. V'yim Kein, so you see from there that it must be, Delo Be'inon Klau Yedias Isser Torah, Umechshav Shaper Mezid, Mikoach Yedias Ha'Isser HaSichli Levad, Dehain Chiluk Be'i Mesis, L'Shar Mechuvi Mesis Bezdin. Except there's no Chiyav Atzala, he still has to be called a Mezid, so it must be that this is enough to make him called a Mason. That's it. That's his raya in this regard. Just to end off, he ends off in the brackets here. He says, I wrote elsewhere in my Kisvei Agada what the Tzilos Eida about and what's Hasra about. I'll just read it to you. It's somewhat Kabbalistic. Lefisha Nefesh Yisrael Atzula Mishorash HaTorah. Every Nefesh of a Jew comes from the Kisvei HaKavod. V'lachein Behizker Lefnaim Isser HaKasa B'Torah. What's the point of Hasra? Not just to convince a person not to do an Avera, but we think on a Kabbalistic level that when a person hears Hasra, they hear, oh, the Torah says this is Usser, that's going to connect to his Pintaliyid, and he's going to stop. And maybe that's even related to what the Minchas Chinuch always likes to quote from Rashi and Shavuos Daf Chaf, that you have to mention the Pasuk. What do you mean the Pasuk? Because mentioning the Pasuk, when you say the Hasra, he doesn't quote the Rashi here, but it fits in, and mention the Pasuk, that's connecting to the Pintaliyid inside, and hopefully that'll stop him from doing the Averis. That's all related to some of the Halachas of Meisiz Umidiyach, that come up in Sanhedrin. Let's continue now. Umi shelo idiach b'inyan zeh elo adam echad. If somebody only tries to convince somebody to do avodah zarah, only one person. Ein no nikra midiach elo mesis. That's called a mesis. We're using the words interchangeably now. But really, halachically, says the chinuch, midiach is larger groups of people. That's like ir hanidachas. Mesis is singular. And if you look in Mitzvah Tav Samach Beis, I'll talk about Mesis there. The Menchas Chinuch there assumes that if somebody, really the Averis are overlapping. And he says if somebody is a Mesis and he convinces one person, he also violates this pasuk of Lo Yishama Al Picha. That's the Menchas Chinuch's assumption in Oz Beis, there in Mitzvah Tav Samach Beis, and there he says, Nafkamina is Rashi Shavuos Tav Beis. Which pasuk do you have to quote? Which pasuk do you have to quote to give the person proper hasra? That's the Menachas Chinuch there in Tav Samach Beis. But if you try to convince two or more people, that is called a midiach. Weiter. Says the Chinuch, turning over. There are so many Averos regarding Avodah Zarah. What do we have yesterday? It's an Avera just to mention the name of an Avodah Zarah. There's no Isser of mentioning any other Avera. I can say all day, Shatnes. Right? There's no Isser. Right? There's an Isser. Everything related to Avodah Zarah I can't talk about. I can't mention Avodah Zarah. And I can't, with this, I can't convince somebody to do Avodah Zarah. That's this Isser. What about convincing somebody to eat treif? There's a general Isser called Lifnei Iver, Parshas Kedoshim. But there's no separate Isser to convince somebody even to kill somebody else. If I convince Ruvi to kill Shimon, you know what? I'm a terrible guy. But Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. I'm not going to get Shlishi on Shabbos. But you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of me. But there's no separate Avera to convince somebody to do an Avera. Except here. Besides Lifnei Iver in general. So he says, why? There's so many to convince somebody to do an Avera, to mention it. So many Averas related to Avodah Zarah. The Godala Onish, but Shenichbo, Vimim Dalam Mekomas, but Torah. It says it so many times in the Torah. Vishetachana HaTorah L'Shem Barachu Kanei Al Ovdeha. And as the Torah says that Hashem is jealous when it comes to Avodah Zarah. Kina, the Ramban points out, the Ramban in Parshas Shmos, on the Aseret HaDibros, that you don't find the language of Kina, jealous, in Tanakh, relating to Hashem, except by this Avera. You don't find that Hashem is Mekane when it comes to any other Avera. He's upset. Mekane. So the Tchinuch says, what we should not think about that. Al Yala Belibcha, Shekina Sakel V'Archaka Sa'elu, Nechtavu Zulasi Mesada Ovdim. Don't think that Hashem is really jealous. What's jealous? Oh, a person feels stepped on. He feels that, oh, he's jealous of himself and he's worried. That's obviously not what it means in the case of God. Ki Hashem Baruch Hu Vorach Shemo Bein Sheyavdu Oso Bnei Adam O Yavdu Malach O Gagol O Kochav O Echem Nabruav. It doesn't matter if people worship God or the sun and the moons and the stars or angels. Ein Shum Tzad Tosefes V'Girua Nofel Bazeh V'Chvod Baruch Hu. Hashem is unchanging. It doesn't matter if anybody worships Him or not. Hashem doesn't change. So you can't say that He's jealous or He's upset. He gets red in the face. Doesn't make sense when it comes to God. So that lashon is own kitachlas akavet vahod lo nosav lo nigra bishvil davar. That's nothing's going to change. That whole lashon is only mitzad us. We should think of Hashem as jealous and upset, and how mad He must be if we do this. It's all from our point of view. Yomar, in other words, when a person removes himself, and he goes away from emuna, and he follows his guf and his thoughts follow nonsense, it's just that God can't give you anything. Mitzvahs make us ro'i for our Kadosh Baruch Hu shefa and goodness. If we distance ourselves from God, then He's not coming. He's not going to be able to come. We have to make ourselves clay kibul, appropriate receptors to be able to accept God's greatness. Right? That's what the Sefer Hikarim, one of the Rishonim, Rav Yosef Albo says. That's how davening works. Right? He asked the philosophical question. How does davening work? If we're supposed to get this without davening, so then why do we have to daven for? And if we're not supposed to get it, it's a bad decree against us, how does davening change it? Well, God changes His mind, says the Sefer Yikarim, no. Davening doesn't change God. Davening changes us. And once we're different people, after we acknowledge during davening, we're different people after we daven than before we daven. Once we're different people, then the Gzera was only on Rosner A, not on Rosner B. So we're different people. So nothing changed. We changed. Nothing from God changed. If we make ourselves, the more roly we make ourselves, the more we're ready for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. That's what he says here. Avodah Zarah is so terrible. We're distancing ourselves from Hashem, so we're not going to get the bracha of Hashem. But obviously, the adjectives are only there to teach us not to really describe a real essence, a reality. Right? It's the same thing that the Ramban says there in Parshas Yisro on the second Dibra. He says, "Vatama kina, why is always God jealous? Ki Yisrael segulas Hashem anichbad. Yibnei Yisrael are the treasure nation. Asher evdilam lo kasher perashi lamala, that we Hashem separated to serve Him. Vihine es im ha'am shelo misharsav ponim el Elohim achirim. Yikanei bo'em Hashem kasher ha'ish b'kani b'ishto b'lechto l'achirim." He says, it's all mitzad us. It's all mitzad us, not mitzad others. And we should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring the world back to Tova Vohu if he would want to, so we shouldn't think of anything. That's what he says in the continuation. V'aderech HaMashal, Yomar Alav Kilo Hashem Yisbarach, Shehu Adon HaTova Nasu Lo Oyev, V'atim Menachol HaTova, is what we think God is has an enemy. And there are other gods, really? Kilo Makani Bo? Of course not. Ulam HaKel Baruch Hu Lo Oyev L'Bir Yavol Kani L'Ben Adam. He doesn't have enemies, he's not really jealous. Here's the line, Ki B'yado Lachzirim Kula Mim Kol Shara Olam HaTova Vohu. At any moment of existence, if Hashem decided to send us back to Tov Avoh, back to day one of creation, he could do that. If he stopped willing the world to exist, he's the old, like, how did the Rambam start off? You saw the Torah. He's Mamsi Kol HaNimsa. He's the only independent existence in the world, in the universe. And therefore, how can we say that if we do something, it's going to affect him? Just like he created us because he wanted to, he could uncreate us as he wanted to. So therefore, we should realize, says the Chinuch right here, that all of these mitzvahs of Avodah Zarah, Aseis and Los Aseis, is only mitzidenu, and not mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he ends off, this mitzvah applies always, men and women, obviously the, as he said, Chayvim Mises Bezdin is only going to apply with the Sanhedrin in Eretz HaNefcheres. Just one more Ha'aretz, it's interesting, we always quote, it's more famous, the Rambam has the history of Avodah Zarah. Beginning of Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, the Rambam quotes the history of Avodah Zarah, how people, what people started worshipping, first they started serving Hashem, and they would think that Hashem would want me to serve his servants, and it branched off until it was Midar Darin, it went down and down until real Avodah Zarah started. There's a Ramban. It's a very parallel discussion. Oh, this one is not as quoted. The Ramban in Parshas Yisro, in Perek Chaf, on the mitzvah of Lo Yilchal HaMachirim, the second dibra, the Ramban talks about, there are three types of Avodah Zarah. Shlosh Aminim Hain, just like the Rambam talks about the different types there. Got to learn this Ramban with that Rambam. He says three types. Number one, Arishonim Echelel Avodah HaMalachim. Shehem Aschalam HaNivdalim. First people started worshipping the angels, spiritual beings. Bavar Sheyadu HaLamitzas and Sura HaLumos, because we know that they knew that they have certain powers, like the Sar of Yavon and the Sar of Esav and all those Sarim. They thought that God gave them the power, but they thought they had certain powers. Number one, the second type, Amen Hasheni, Bavodes Galilim, worshipping constellations, physical beings, stars, moon, the sun, right? And that was Vakar Be'en Hashuch HaZeh B'Daraflaga. I think, said the Rabban, that this started with Daraflaga, which is against the Rambam, who thought this started B'Mei Enosh, which was earlier. Kasher Efitzam Hashem El Arotzos. It started with Daraflaga, and they started worshipping all the stars and the moon. And related to this is worshipping people. Because you think people have more connection to the constellations. That's why people started worshipping Nebuchadnezzar and Paro and Sancherev and Hiram. And he quotes all the examples from Tanakh. And finally, the third Avodah Zarah is when people start worshipping La'avodas HaShedim, Shehem Ruchos, which are the negative evil forces, which aren't on the level of Malachim, just these evil spirits. Ki Gamehem, right? Like when Shmuel Hanavi, right, was asked by Shaul, was brought back from the dead by Shaul. He was brought up, and there were the evil spirits going on there. That wasn't a Malach. That wasn't a Malach. That was something much lower. Ki Gamehem Yishmi Mamunim Ala Umos Yuhem Bali Haaretz. The Chulu. He says, what about the worshipping a piece of wood or a tree? That's different. That was much, much later and much, much more primitive. But this is an important Ramban to be aware of in terms of the different categories of Avodah Zarah. He fits it in how that Dibra is talking about all of these. The Aliyah Lamechem Echem Apanai is an allusion to all the different types of the Avodah Zarah. Okay, we'll stop here. But shall we continue tomorrow with the first mitzvah related to the Regalim.